A little closer to Earth today, another British Airways flight from London to Washington, D.C. was delayed. That same flight was canceled twice in the past week because of a feared terrorist threat. About a dozen flights have been dropped in as many days because of security concerns, and NPR's Janet Babin reports on what that means for the industry.
At Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, most travelers seem resigned to endless lines. Many are familiar with the extra security drills, but some are still trying to figure out where to go, what to do.
If we are going with carry-ons only, do we go to a different place to go through security?
Don't sit
this
right,
line?
Right okay, out the gate.
After a holiday visit, Julie Showett of Dallas is heading home with her husband and three children. Showett says she'd readily book a flight abroad, despite the increased security surrounding international flights.
I think that there is, in a way, maybe there's potential overreaction that's occurring, and in a way, maybe that will give people more of a sense of security, since there's a sense that, you know, at the drop of a hat, flights are being canceled, so that if the flight is going, it's actually that much more safe.
Airline officials are hoping most consumers agree. The industry has been reeling from record deficits since the 2001 terrorist attacks. But the Travel Industry Association is still predicting travel increases through February, with business travel forecast to climb 3.7% over last winter. Analyst Robert Mann says the upbeat numbers have led to some aggressive plans to increase international flight capacity this year.
What the industry was expecting for 2004 was improving traffic, stabilizing prices, and the ability to profitably employ new capacity. But if consumer confidence is lost, or consumer confidence in the airline industry in particular is lost, then all those plans are called into question.
Mann says the cancellations make international business travel most vulnerable, but leisure travel could also drop if the flight cancellations continue.
I travel quite a bit for work, but I think if I was vacationing overseas, I would probably postpone the trip for another time.
Traveler Deborah Carr of Los Angeles, her attitude is what industry analysts fear most. But market specialist Peter Yesowich thinks Deborah Carr is in the minority. He co-authors the National Travel Monitor, an annual survey of American travel habits. Yesowich says last January, 3 of 10 people surveyed were going to spend their vacation at home, but only 4% made that choice based on a fear of flying, compared with 40% 2 years ago.
It is really quite remarkable to me to observe how quickly we as American travelers have acclimated to some of the uncertainties associated with travel in the world in which we live today.
While travelers might be more willing to accept uncertainty, analyst Robert Mann says the industry can't afford it. Mann says airline trade groups want the government to give them more specific information about the threats and want more guidance about how long they should expect the cancellations to continue.
What are the plans here, and what the industry should expect? Because this is very disruptive to schedules. You don't cancel one flight, you cancel a pair of flights every time you cancel a single departure.
British officials said today that travelers should expect more security alerts for many years to come. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.